It's Vegas. It's rock. It's Dubs. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio. A rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Good morning. I was too busy chatting there with Chris. Good morning. This is Vegas Rock Dog Radio, and you're listening to me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And I'm a little raspy today. It may actually sound a bit more sexy, this show. I don't know. Or just sound really raspy. We've had a lot of wind and a lot of pollen in Vegas, and it's it took a grip of me over the last week or so. But I can do it. I can make it all the way through. So you listen to Vegas Rock Dog Radio, and the show is all about, it's a rock and roll show. It's all about pets, people, and pop culture, so that covers a lot of topics. Dogs are my favorite. I love all animals, but dogs are my favorite. I have three dogs of my own. I've got Galaxy, Thornton, and Mr. Twix. And if you're English and listening in, you'll laugh because they're all British chocolates. And if you're listening from the States, you'll recognize Mr. Twix alone. Nothing else. But that's my life, is dogs and dog clothing, because I have a clothing company called Vegas Rock Dog. And I do lots and lots of events and fundraisers for animals too. So that's kind of a little bit about my background. There's a lot more, but we don't have time to go into that. So I'm often known as the queen of rock and roll dogs. I love rock and roll music. I love rock and roll clothes. And I think my dogs are pretty much rock stars. So hence the name of the show, Vegas Rock Dog Radio. So this is how you're going to find our show on the internet. And not everybody is following all social media channels. So hopefully we've got one that works for you. And our website is vegasrockdogradio.com. And that is where you'll find all links for the show, whether it's photographs of past guests, whether it's archive shows, a little bit about me. If you want to be a sponsor, the information's on there too. And our sponsorship is very reasonable. And do know this, that I do benefit the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dogs and Rescue through my show, through the sponsorship. So your sponsorship dollars not only get you a 30-second commercial on each show and social media shout-outs and links on our website, but you also will be helping the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dogs and Rescue too. So it's a lot of value to that one. Ustream, you can actually, and we're live on Ustream. If I actually click start broadcast and start record, then we might be live. So I'm going to give you a little wave. I've got a guest in the studio and explain who she is. And, I've known her whole life. And, it's going to be a fun show with her. And, so Ustream, if you're going to run over to ustream.tv, you're going to find our profile, which is Vegas Rock Dog, and then you'll see the two shows, our previous show that I used to have called the Hot Diggity Dog Show, and then the new show, well, I'm saying new, we're in our 6th month of the brand new show, and that is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. And if you click on there, you'll see us live. But if you don't have time, you can always watch and listen later. So that's Ustream. Our Facebook page is Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Our Twitter page is Vegas Rock Dog Show. No W at the end, because it didn't allow me enough letters to get the whole word in. Our call-in number is 702-483-4444. And 702 means that we are live from Las Vegas. And you do have to dial all 10 digits now, because they just added a new exchange number to the city. So if you're local, make sure you dial that 702. We're actually live right now on VegasAllNetRadio.com, and you can find my show there and all of the archive shows, and they're listed by guest or topic, so really easy to go back to and listen at your own convenience. Instagram, we love Instagram. Can't take enough photographs of my dogs, and you're going to find me on Instagram at VegasRockDog. As I said earlier, my clothing company is VegasRockDog.com, and that is rock and roll clothing for hip dogs and humans. And gear is very, very nice quality, because that was a big, big focus for us, and everything is of a European fashion cut for the humans. So that means, you know, it's not going to be a big boxy t-shirt or anything like that. And our women's tanks are killer. They are killer. They're cut nice. They're really long. People love them. So that's where you would pick up gear, vegasrockdog.com. And then here's what you need to know about is our blog. And some people just follow blogs. They don't do any of the social media side of it, but they do love a blog. I post about most topics that I talk about on the show, but I definitely post some giveaways, product reviews and giveaways, which I think are very important for pet owners to get an honest opinion about a product before you spend money. And hopefully you won't waste money because we give you an honest review. And so you can roll over there, and that's the rockandrolldog.com. And as I say, you'll find lots of information on that. I'm going to be posting like mad come next week, because it's the big pet bloggers conference, and that's called Blogpaws, www.blogpaws.com. And this conference, although it is geared towards pet bloggers, it can be for any blogger. So you're going to learn anything and everything you would want to know about starting a blog, monetizing a blog, the legalities of having a blog, using images, copyright, all of that good stuff, SEO, marketing your blog. I mean, really an amazing conference. It's a pet-friendly conference, so you can bring your pets with you. So that's very, very appealing to a lot of people that are coming to the conference. And they're coming from all over the world. We're talking New Zealand, Australia. The Brits are going to be in the house, and people from all over the country. And these are the people in the pet blogger industry. These are the creme de la creme, as they say, that are coming to the conference. Now, that's only one part of the actual conference. It's also a conference for brands, for pet brands, who want to actually team up with bloggers as well. And so you're going to find out about new products, and you're going to be able to connect with all these companies too. It's a very, very fun conference, because there's a red carpet. I'm all about a red carpet. So the red carpet for you and your pets at the very, very end. So we'll be posting some really fantastic pictures from the actual conference itself. And I think there are a few places left, probably not many though. So that's blogpaws.com. And if you're a blogger and you can't make it, I suggest you go to blogpaws.com and just sign up for their actual community online, because it's a great resource. It's very helpful. It's a great support from other bloggers too. Oh, I probably should put my laptop on silent. People are already up and on Facebook. they're early Facebookers today, I swear. So that's all the places that you can find me and what's going on. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest. As I say, I've known her since before she was born. I want to welcome my guest today. She's from England. She's an equestrian. She's a huge lover of animals. And she is my niece, Shelley Ratcliffe-Giles.
Hello.
Oh, let's speak up a bit louder, Miss Shelley.
Sorry.
It's okay. I've got a loud voice. Good morning, Shelley.
Morning.
How's Vegas?
Vegas is crazy.
Vegas, do you know what? Is that not the best way to describe this city? So what day did you arrive? Because it feels like you've been here for weeks.
Late Sunday afternoon last week. So it's only been like 5 days.
But it feels like we've done a lot though, haven't we?
Yes.
We've done tons of stuff, and we're going to talk about that as well in the show. Tell everyone how long that flight is from England to Vegas.
From England to Vegas, it was 10 and a half hours.
And she flew by herself, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, for the first time.
So the first thing is you dread that you sat next to someone that you don't want to be sat next to.
Yeah.
Who did you sit next to?
There was a lovely elderly couple.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
And so they were coming to hang out in Vegas?
I'm not too sure what... I think they were coming... They were with their friends. The friends were sat behind them.
So oh,
I'm not too sure what they were up to.
But they weren't noisy or anything?
No.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than people who are noisy on a 10-and-a-half-hour flight. You came with Virgin, yeah?
Yeah.
Is the food good? I haven't been on Virgin in a while.
I had 3 meals on the plane, which is quite a lot.
It is, because, you know, I couldn't quite get my head around when I moved here, and I was flying on within the country on American Airlines, not American itself, but the American Airlines that they have here, and I couldn't understand why we didn't get a meal. Like, why am I paying for peanuts? Well, they don't have peanuts now, but dry pretzels and, like, I couldn't understand it. I'm like, every flight I've ever done, we always got food, you know. So, and some of those flights aren't that short, you know, especially when we would fly back to Pittsburgh, you know. So, but 10.5 hours, she made it. I tried to drag her to a show. Well, that was the plan. I said, listen, when you land, I think I can take you to a show straight away. She was like, no, I need a shower. So that didn't happen. So Shelley has a massive love for animals. A massive love for animals. And I thought what we would talk about today are your guinea pigs.
I love my guinea pig.
Can you speak up a little bit louder, Shelley?
Sorry.
It's okay. It's early morning. Both of us are trying to wake up because we've been running like nutcases. And what time? I don't even know what time we got in last night. Midnight?
It was gone midnight.
It was late, wasn't it? We went down to First Friday. If you've ever been to First Friday, it's a really fun night out. It's basically, they close off a lot of the streets in Vegas, and the food trucks come out, the retail vendors come out. There's music, there are stages set up. What else did we see when we were down there?
Impersonators everywhere.
Oh, Chris, the best impersonator was Dr. Spock from Star Trek. Not only was the guy super tall, his face was exactly like Dr. Spock, wasn't it? I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was so impressive. He said he won an award for the best impersonator in Vegas or something. But honestly, we couldn't believe it. So I took his business card. Because you never know when you might need a Star Trek impersonator in your life. What else did we see? You've got like, there's a lot of art there. There was an art class going on, which I thought was really fun. Let's tell them what we ate. Oh, what did you have?
I had a deep fried Snickers.
Yeah, and I had a deep fried. Sickly. Chris is pulling a face. You know what? We looked at everything was deep fried at this one store. Everything was deep fried. Cheesecake, you name it. So, like Shelley said, you've got to try it once. You've just got to. So I got the Milky Way, the deep-fried Milky Way. And it was really tasty in the beginning, but by the time you get to the end, you want to throw up. It felt gross, didn't you, after it? Yeah. It was like, oh, it was so gross. Oh. But, yeah, so my advice would be share one, because then you would still enjoy it and not feel sick after it. But it's really, really fun. The weather's just amazing in Vegas right now, so to be out on a warm night is really nice. There were a few people out with their dogs. I would not recommend it. I mean, we're not even into summer yet, and I just think the asphalt is too hot for the dogs. They're close to the ground. The heat's coming off that asphalt anyway, so it's exhausting for them. They're going to get dehydrated, and it's very chaotic down there. Probably not the best place to take your dog if they don't like crowds. But as I say, just too hot in general. We were quite warm, weren't we? You know, so be a little bit smart when it comes to heat and pets. I think it's something we can never talk enough about in Vegas, because, I mean, what were we yesterday? 97 degrees, and it's May. It's me. So it's come really, really early. So be really smart about heat. Keep your pets at home. Here's the thing. People say, well, I don't leave my dog at home. Well, you're actually leaving your dog in the car. So what's the difference other than they'll be safer at home? So I suggest you do that, because you're not actually with your dog when you've left it in the car. So make sure they stay home so they stay nice and safe. But, yeah, First Friday. So the next one will be June the 6th. Next month, and I'll be down there because it's a couple of days for my birthday, so we'll get a bunch of people together for that. Okay, so Shelley rides horses, Shelley has dogs, Shelley has guinea pigs.
Yes. And
I call her guinea pigs. They're living at the guinea pig mansion because they've got a good life. They've got a really good life. So tell us the names of your guinea pigs.
Okay, so I've got three guinea pigs. I've got Mocha, Truffles and Peppa Pig. And I don't know if you have Peppa Pig over here, but it's an English cartoon.
Do you know, I've seen it, Shelley. I have seen it. I mean, maybe some of the mums listening probably know about Peppa the Pig, because I think it's all that mums watch kids' programs. Well, how old's your... You've got a baby, haven't you? Does your baby watch Peppa the Pig? What kind of cartoons does your baby watch? Which one? You don't know the names. Some of the cartoons are a little bit random, I think, for the babies. I look at them and I'm like,
I have a baby channel.
Oh, do you? Who knew? So you just plop them in front and...
Well,
Yeah, there's some really, really bizarre... I mean, what happened to, like, Scooby-Doo and things like that? There's some really odd... Yeah, there's some really odd kids programs now, but maybe they thought Scooby-Doo was odd back then. So we're back to the guinea pigs. So we've got maca, we've got...
Truffles,
and we've got...
Peppa Pig.
Now, are they all the same breed of guinea pig?
I believe so, yes. They're all short-haired guinea pigs.
Yeah, because there's a lot... well, there's actually four different... I got a little list here, but there's actually four types of guinea pigs. And they go from smooth-coated, so I'm assuming that's what your three are, long-coated, rough-coated. So the rough... I like the look of the rough-coated because they've got long hair, but it's random. It's all over the place,
isn't
it? It's like they couldn't tame their hair that day with the gel or the mousse. And they're really, really hysterical looking. And then they also have the hairless breeds, which I've never seen before.
Yeah, they look like little baby hippopotamuses.
Do they? Are they popular, that particular, the hairless ones?
I don't know anyone with them, but there's a lot of YouTubers that do have them.
Is there a favourite video you like of the guinea pigs now?
Not of the hairless ones, no.
Who do you follow on YouTube as far as any guinea pig goes?
I don't tend to follow a certain YouTuber.
Right.
I just... tend to browse.
Yeah. I do you watch more and more television on YouTube now? I mean, that's what I do. I watch more shows on YouTube than I do on television now.
I'm not a big television fan.
Right.
So I don't tend to watch all the shows online and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards that to the point that I think I want to completely get rid of cable. And the fact that it's so expensive, but I finally got my cable fixed after 6 months this week. So I actually should give you a tip on that. If you're calling... your cable company, ask for tier 2 support, because they're the people that can really help you fix your problem. Not the tier 1 people that always just tell you to reboot. For 6 months, they've been telling me to reboot. For 6 months, they keep saying, your equipment's bad. I'm like, I don't think it is. So I bought brand new equipment. It was quite expensive. Still had the same problem. To find out, it was never us. It was never us. The guy came yesterday, changed out some splitter cables and stuff. It's perfect now. 6 months of intermittent internet. So ask for level 2, tier 2 support. That's my tip of the day. So we've got the four breeds of your guinea pigs, and that's the smooth coated, long coated, the rough coated, and the hairless breeds. Now, they have a different name though, don't they? What's the technical name for a guinea pig, Shelley?
It's Latin and it's cavi.
Cavi. Do you know what it originates from though?
It's a very long word.
There you go. That's why we're going to call it cavi. But how long have you had your guinea pigs now?
I got my first guinea pig about 2 years ago. And then I got my second the week after that. And about a year in, the first one passed away.
Aww.
Unknown reasons.
Aww.
So I've had them for about 2 years now, and I just kind of started collecting them.
Collecting guinea pigs. Did you tell your mum and dad you were getting them?
Yeah, my dad took me to get my first one.
Because Shelley's mom is my twin sister, so I kind of pretend that Shelley's my daughter, especially since I've got her here for 2 weeks in Vegas. I just pretend she's mine. So what I'm assuming you've got to buy quite a bit of stuff. You know, you're not just picking up a guinea pig and a little cage. I mean, you've got to have, I'm sure, a decent-sized cage, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've got three cages for them and a travel case, so...
Oh, where are they going to?
I'm going to take them to the vets and...
I think you should take them to the seaside, to the beach.
I don't think they'd enjoy that very much.
We had a laugh, though, the other day, didn't we, when we went into the pet store the other day, because they had harnesses for guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Didn't they? So we did have a bit of a laugh over that. Have you ever seen anyone use a harness on a guinea pig?
I can't say I have. I don't think that's that big over in England.
Well, you know, it's a bit crazier here. I've got neighbours that, actually, I thought they were walking really, really tiny dachshunds. And when I took a good look, it was two ferrets. But they had harnesses on, and they had sweaters on that day, because it's kind of chilly. So I thought, oh, my gosh, where am I living right now? But maybe you'll be the first to start the trend of the walking the guinea pig in your neighbourhood.
I don't think my guinea pigs would enjoy that much.
They might get stressed out, do you think? You know, I would think that being in a smaller environment that they know has got to be more relaxing and not...
Yeah, I mean, they get stressed out when my little dog tries to chase them.
Well, let's talk about... Princess Madonna. Yeah, this is Shelley's got two dogs. She's got Jem, and she's an English Springer Spaniel.
Yeah,
yeah, and Princess Madonna. She's a Cavalier.
My mum named her.
Yeah, she did. You know, when she I don't know if you know this, but when your mum told us the name of Princess Madonna, my husband Jim said, "What? They named the dog Princess Madonna, Mother Teresa, Lady Diana." So may as well add the rest of the name. What about a Lady Gaga on the end too?
Yeah.
Well, why not? You know, and she's quite a princess, isn't she, Shelley?
Definitely.
Oh my gosh, she is such a princess. But I did see her on FaceTime with the guinea pigs. When she would like, oh, I'm being friends, lickety-lickety-lickety, but she really wanted to eat them.
Yeah.
You know, she'd try and, like, nip them, wouldn't she?
She's more tasting them than licking them.
Yeah, she's having a snack. And we do know that they eat guinea pigs in other countries, and I'm not into that, of course, you know, but are they used to Princess Madonna now or not?
Yeah, I mean, I've got one, the eldest one, she's the boss, and when Don Don's running around, so I call her Don Don rather than Princess Madonna.
Yeah, because you don't want anyone to mock you.
When Don Don's running around, she'll mock her, run up to her and put her nose against the cage.
Right.
The dog just kind of runs off.
Oh, because she's the dominant guinea pig.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, how do you know if they're dominant? What kind of things do they do?
I've had her the longest, so she's the oldest and she's the biggest. She's much bigger than the other two.
Okay.
And she's, I've got a big guinea pig, then a medium one and a baby one.
Oh.
And they do bully the baby one. She's tiny.
Oh.
So I have to be careful with that.
She has to control it, yeah?
Yeah.
How long do they live till, Shelley?
They can live between 4 to 7 years on average.
Oh, it's not, well, it's not long if it's four, you know what I mean? It's, seven's, I guess, not that long either, you know, so.
It's longer than a hamster, though.
Well, how do they breed? I mean, do they breed once a year, twice? Well, how do you know? I don't even have no idea.
To be honest, I don't know myself.
Yeah, we're not going to make it up either. Yeah. We can find that out on the break. Do you know if they have a lot of babies at once, or do they just...
I think they can have, if I'm right, between 2 and 8.
Whoa.
That's on average.
So, obviously you don't get a guinea pig that's been fixed, do you?
I guess not, no.
So then you run the risk of having babies.
I mean, all mine are girls, so...
Yeah, good. That's foolproof there. You should be just fine. So your dad went with you to... do you want to say hello to your dad, just in case he's listening from Ibiza?
I don't know if he will. He's on holiday.
I know. It's funny. As soon as Shelley left to come to Vegas, they took Mason, her brother, over to the grandparents, and they off and went to Ibiza. It was like, oh, no kids, off we go. So they're in Ibiza right now. So if they're actually listening in, hello, Mark and Serena. I bet you're having a good time on the beach there. So your dad took you to get them, so you had to pick up a cage. So you've got three.
Yeah.
Do you need one for outdoors as well?
Well, guinea pigs are very sensitive to different temperatures, so mine only live out in the summer when it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, they live in my bedroom, actually.
Are they smelly?
No, guinea pig's urine doesn't smell.
Oh, that is a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, other animals can be a bit stinky, you know, and maybe having it in your bedroom is probably not the best thing. But since they don't smell, are they nocturnal?
No. In fact, I normally see them sleeping in the day, just flat out.
They're just not running around at night. They're just chilling out most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
I do know that it's not a good thing to just have one guinea pig.
No, they can become very lonely.
Oh, you don't need a sad guinea pig, do you? I mean, that's just terrible. Well, I feel that way when I had Galaxy, because I used to feel a bit guilty, you know, if I just went to the shops, you know, and, you know, felt really bad that she was on her own. And I saw a big difference when I got Thornton in her demeanor. She was more excited. She had a friend. And I didn't feel so bad, you know, and and they could occupy themselves when I wasn't at home. So I guess it would just be the same thing, you know. So, yeah, you want to get them at least in pairs, and if you don't want to have babies, make sure they're girls because that would be beneficial to you.
Or both boys.
Or both boys, yeah. And then you don't run that risk. So,
yeah.
Well, listen, I think what we're going to do is take a quick break because I've got a little bit more to talk about on a guinea pigs. Who knew? So you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs. I'm going to listen to some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Barking Dog Self-Wash and Grooming, your one-stop shop for all of your pet's needs. We offer premium natural pet foods, full-service grooming, and an on-site bakery and boutique. You can choose to self-wash your dog or schedule a luxury pampering with our professional groomers. Our new Cool Cats section offers feline foods, toys, bedding, and litter, while the Adventurous Dog Department has everything you need for your outdoor activities. Cody's Healing Garden is a special section featuring flower, aromatherapy, and herbal remedies for pets, and let's not forget our on-site fresh bakery. Ask us about Karma Connection, our program that supports animal rescue. Find us at www.barkingdogslv.com and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you in our neighborhood.
Hi, this is Leilani, president of the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue. We're a member-based social club and a nonprofit dachshund rescue. We participate in many community events throughout the year, as well as rescue homeless dachshunds. For more information on our club, adopting a dachshund, fostering, or to donate to our rescue, visit our website at www.lvhddcr.com. That's lvhddcr.com. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are the Las Vegas Hot Diggity Dachshund Club and Rescue, where we're saving the world one wiener at a time.
Dogs ID Tagged, the happening place for hand-stamped ID tags for your pets. All pet tags are custom-made in gorgeous metals like brass and copper. Not only are they beautiful, they're also essential to identifying your pet. You can shop at our website, dogsidtagged.com, and treat your pet to a unique tag of its own. Dogs ID Tagged, the happening place for pet tags. Visit dogsidtagged.com.
Las Vegas, are you looking for a realtor with more than 20 years of marketing and sales experience? Nancy Gillingham is an accredited buyer's representative who has lived in Las Vegas for more than 18 years, and she understands the importance of exceptional service and listening skills. From finding the perfect home to successfully selling your property, Nancy will make your experience with REMAX Benchmark an optimal one. Find her at www.winstonrealtygroup.com or email her at nancyknowsvegas@gmail.com. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, knows, K-N-O-W-S, Vegas, @gmail.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Here again, your host, the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs. And my guest today is my lovely niece, Shirley Ratcliffe-Jones, and we're talking about guinea pigs. And she just got all of her hair caught in the headphones.
It's too long.
So we thought we were going to have to pull out a pair of scissors to cut the headphones out of her flowing locks. So I just heard from my baby sister, Siobhan, that she's actually listening in. So, Siobhan, let me know. Oh, yeah, she just already told me the volume's better. Hey, hello, we're waving to your new stream, Siobhan. There we go. So, guinea pigs and guinea pig mansion. I keep telling Shelley, I think she needs to write a blog about the guinea pig mansion and all their activities and post videos and stuff, because animals are the most popular thing on YouTube these days. But we're talking about guinea pigs. She's got three of her own. What's the names of them again?
Mocha, Truffles, and Peppa Pig.
there's just all kinds of mad names going on for animals at your house, isn't it, Shelley? Have you had hamsters before?
when I was very little.
Because I don't even remember. What was that one called? You don't remember?
No, I was tiny.
And it's like when she's been to Vegas a lot, but was a lot, lot younger. So half the time she's like, yep, don't remember that. Yep, don't remember that. So this is nice because she's 18, going to be 19 next week. She's going to be celebrating with us. And so she's getting to see Vegas in a whole different light while she's here. So it's really, it's been fun up to now, hasn't it? It's exhausting. I mean, yesterday she just, she got up. And she went straight back to sleep on the sofa all day because I think she needed to do some recuperating for the next...
I was so tired.
For the week coming because I've run her ragged. You see, I can make an 18-year-old tired. That's amazing. So we're talking about guinea pigs and what it takes to own a guinea pig and some of their traits that go along with that. So who are guinea pigs suitable for? Who would they not be suitable for, would you say?
Definitely young children because, well, obviously they don't like loud noises and lots of chaos.
Okay, so you wouldn't recommend it for small children.
No.
Unless they're very calm children, which I think that's, not a very popular thing. But so that's really important to know because otherwise you're going to stress them out.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't be happy.
Yeah.
So are they better off then maybe getting like a hamster? A hamster's more tolerant of noise and that kind of thing, do you know?
I guess so. I mean, I don't really know myself as I've not had one since I was tiny.
Yeah. We had them too. I can't even remember what Serena called hers Pearl. And then mine had to have CPR done on it because Pearl smashed the other one around the head a few times. And, oh, yeah, it was all chaotic. And Auntie Cherie was giving it CPR. That is a small mouth to give CPR on that.
Serious?
Yeah, on that little hamster. I can't remember my hamster's name. I really should have. But we were very young. But, yes, and Serena's hamster was much, much bigger, you see. And it wasn't very nice to my hamster. If Serena's listening and she remembers the name of my hamster, let me know. But, So we're saying, you know, they don't like a lot of noise. They don't like a lot of chaos. So probably not the best pet for small children. Now, they do make lots of noises, don't they, Shelley?
Yes.
What are they telling us with all these noises? And they've got some unusual names to the noises, haven't they?
It could be anything. My three tend to make a lot of noise when it's nearly dinner time.
Okay, so they're like, I'm starving! Is that what they say to you?
Yeah.
Shelley, I'm starving!
Yeah.
So what's that noise like?
It's like a very high-pitched squeaking sound.
Can you impersonate it?
Not very well.
Do it. Have a go. Auntie Bonnie's laughing now while she's listening in. Have a go. What's it sound like?
No, seriously, I can't do it.
If I knew, I would make that sound.
You do know what it's like.
I can't remember. You do it.
No, I can't do
it. Oh, come on, Shelley. This is your guinea pig impersonation debut on radio. Maybe she'll do it after the next break.
Maybe.
So they communicate through what they call vocalizations, yeah? And they've got some unusual names. So wheeking is one of them. Bubbling and purring. Chunting and many, many other sounds. But once you get to know the sounds, you can fully understand what's going on. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think that's, it helps a lot, doesn't it? You know, with understanding whether they're happy or starving, they want to eat, or if they're actually in distress.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite sound that they make?
The bubbling sound is quite interesting.
Is it? And what do they do the bubbling for?
My three, they don't do it that often. Normally when I'm in the room.
They're like, hey, Shelley's here. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe they're just excited to see you, yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
Do they make a certain kind of noise when they're really distressed and scared? Would you know exactly what that is? Like, oh my gosh, something's wrong?
My three don't tend to get distressed that often, so... I don't hear it that often.
Yeah, they're just happy little guinea pigs. I think it's important to know, and here's what's happening during the show, is all these links are popping up, and I actually did find a fantastic link with all the audio sounds of guinea pigs. Do you have any sound effects, Chris, for guinea pigs? He's like, never been asked that before on a radio show. So I think that's important because it helps you understand what's going on, and you can then take care of... of your guinea pigs accordingly. Do you take your guinea pigs to the vet for yearly checkups, or
I don't. I've only taken one of them once because she was quite ill.
Right.
But apart from that, I've not had any reason to take them.
Is there anything common that they suffer from? Do you know?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I mean, if you don't keep their nails trimmed down, or if you don't give them enough chew toys to keep their teeth trimmed down, then that can get bad.
Yeah, I bet that's quite uncomfortable. So, Chris is looking at us like, their teeth grow? You gotta keep their teeth out. Yeah, they had, when we went to the pet store the other day, they had a lot of chew toys, didn't they, for them to chew on. What are they made of?
Normally some sort of treated wood, so you can't, like, splinter off and
That's interesting, because can you imagine if your teeth grew and you couldn't that would be really, really painful. So same with their nails. What do you do with their nails to keep them down?
I clip them myself, but you can take them to the vets to do it, or in England dog groomers do it for you.
Do they? Yeah. I didn't know that. I don't. Hey, I should ask some of my dog groomer friends if they actually take care of guinea pigs too, because I can't imagine they're easy to hold on to clip their nails.
No, they're quite hard to catch, but once they're caught,
when you catch them. And what do you use? Scissors, clippers?
I just use nail clippers.
Okay,
but you can buy special animal nail clippers.
To make sure that you don't, you know, clip them too far down. Oh, that's funny. So we're not filing them and painting them, are we, with nail polish, you know?
No.
I bet there are some people that do that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have some people paint their dog's nails. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm crazy about animals, but I don't think I'd go as far as painting my dog's nails, in all honesty. So that's part of the maintenance, then. So you've got to make sure they've got enough chew toys to keep their teeth down. You've got to trim their nails. Any other maintenance things you can think, well, how about bathing them? How does that work?
I don't tend to bathe them that often, because obviously it gets rid of all the oils in their skin and their coat.
Okay.
I like to bathe them a bit when it's hot outside, and then they go and sunbathe.
Oh, do they? Do they love the sun then?
Yeah, my three do.
Oh, they're not getting too much of it in England right now, though, are they?
No, it's not the best.
It's been a bit rough, hasn't it, on the old weather front there. What else do they need? Oh, well, let's talk about food. What do they eat?
My three just have normal guinea pig pellets and food. Mm-hmm. It's like rabbit food, but for guinea pigs. And then for treats, they can have most vegetables, just not lettuce or cabbage.
Now, you see, that's something I think people would assume that a guinea pig would eat, which is lettuce.
Mm.
So that is not suitable for them.
No, it bloats them up.
And cabbage is not suitable for them either. I read that alfalfa is one of their favourite foods to eat.
Yeah.
So, well, that's really important to know, because I would, seriously, I'm thinking rabbits, hamsters, guinea pigs, lettuce. So it's important, isn't it, to know all this kind of stuff and really read up about it, because otherwise you could be putting your guinea pig in a situation where you actually affect their health. Do they drink water or anything different than that?
No, just water.
Just water. And do they need any kind of, like, supplementation, any vitamins or anything?
Well, they don't make their own vitamin C, so to give them a lot of red peppers, broccoli.
Oh, perfect. So you can do it naturally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good to know, because then you don't have to do an actual vitamin in a tablet or anything like that, or a liquid. So red peppers, what was the other one?
Broccoli. Anything that's full of vitamin C.
That's excellent. I mean, really. How much time does it take to look after a guinea pig?
They're not that demanding.
Okay.
Obviously, they need attention and handling. If you don't handle them, they'll become quite timid.
Oh, so you can actually, they'll actually can become withdrawn if you don't handle them properly.
Yeah.
I heard that they can get shocked quite easily, can't they?
Yeah.
And so they kind of go into like a state of almost being paralyzed where they just don't move because they're scared.
They like to hide away a lot.
Aww. Now, you were telling me yesterday, and we did have a good laugh, didn't we, when we were in that pet store, and they had little tiny, tiny, tiny fleece beds for them. Really tiny. So she was saying they like things that are soft, don't they?
Yeah. I started my three off in a fleece bed, but then I just moved them to sawdust. But some people do keep them on fleece all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming they're a burrowing type of pet. Do they like to burrow?
They just like to curl away.
Oh, how cute. The guinea pig mansion. I think we should have a poll Shelley should start the guinea pig mansion blog, because I think everybody would like to see your guinea pigs and some videos. maybe I can talk her into it. Because she's coming to blog pause with me next week, the bloggers, Pet Bloggers Convention. So maybe I can talk her into it, especially if she can monetize her blog. Because Shelley likes to make money, don't you, Shel?
I do, yes.
It's, yeah, she's very good at making money. She's a hardworking girl. And, I mean, you've been involved in animals since, oh, my gosh. When did you first start horse riding?
When I was four.
Yeah, and so you were always, you were mucking out horses. And she's worked very hard from being a very, very young child when other kids were laying in on a Saturday morning and you were out there in all kinds of weather, weren't you? I mean,
yeah.
She just didn't do the pretty side of owning horses. She did all of the cleaning, the mucking out, the prepping. I mean, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, I think any animal's a big commitment, you know. Even a guinea pig's a big commitment, isn't it? So, what else do we need to talk about? We talked about, this made me laugh yesterday. They do a hopping thing when they're excited and it's called popcorning. Is that funny to watch?
My three never do it.
They don't?
No.
Oh, they're not popcorning.
No.
And now, I know they can swim. Have you ever had a little paddling pool and put them in it?
No.
No, you've not. Maybe that can be a summer activity this year. They can put it on their bucket list that they want to go swimming in a little paddling pool. How much exercise do they need, Shelley?
Well, I have an outdoor hutch where they can run around, so they do need space to run around. But their inside hutch is rather big.
Okay.
It's about 1.5 meters long.
Oh, that is really big.
Yeah.
So if you, could you use like a baby's playpen? That you could put out in the garden
you
as well?
You can buy pens for guinea pigs.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So they can get that a little bit more exercise, a little bit more space than what they do when they're inside.
Yeah.
Are they loving? Do they
Yeah, they do like cuddles.
Do they? Oh, I'm loving this. I don't think I can come on with a guinea pig. I think I'll be in trouble if we get any more creatures in our house right now. And to be honest with you, who out of my dogs do you think would try and eat a guinea pig first, Shelley?
Mr. Twix,
yeah. He probably ate some creatures when he was living alone in the park so all those months. So I'm sure his survival instincts would kick in. But, yeah, I thought that too. He would be the number one that would eat a guinea pig. Maybe not a good thing. We don't want to stress out the guinea pigs. Well, listen, let's take another quick break and we'll listen to some more words from our sponsors and we'll be right back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs.
Are you looking for up-to-date information on local Las Vegas rescues and pet events? Well, look no further. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine has that and so much more. Las Vegas Pet Scene Magazine is a free, bi-monthly magazine that can be found in over 220 valley-wide locations, including your local pet stores, Albertsons, neighborhood Walmarts, veterinarians, libraries, plus many more locations. The magazine features informational articles on all types of animals, as well as offering valuable coupons and specials on pet products and services. You can also find them online in digital format at lvpetscene.com or check them out on Facebook at Las Vegas Pet Scene.
At Carl's Jr., not only do we make you happy with our delicious char-broiled burgers, but we also make your dogs happy. When you come through our drive-thru with your furry friend, we'll offer your dog a treat. If not, always ask for one. We love to see their smiling faces. Our website, carlsjrofLasVegas.com, has a treat for its customers, too, with free coupons anytime, so be sure to visit us regularly. Carl's Jr. is a proud and active supporter of dog adoption in our community. You can find us on Twitter at carlsjrofVegas.
Hello, this is Jim and Sam from Vegas Rock Dog.
We've been styling dogs and their humans since 2005. And no matter what size your dog is, we can give your best friend the rock and roll look that will make them stand out from the rest of the pack.
Vegas Rock Dog has a fantastic collection of tank tops, dresses, sweaters, jackets, collars, and ties for your dog.
And for you, the owner, there are rock and roll tanks and tees and great accessories. Wearing Vegas Rock Dog makes you look and feel like a rock star. And that's why everyone loves our gear, including Hollywood celebrities.
So grab your leash and go to VegasRockDog.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at Vegas Rock Dog.
We'll be right back.
Dogs ID Tag, the happening place for hand-stamped ID tags for your pets. All pet tags are custom-made in gorgeous metals like brass and copper. Not only are they beautiful, they're also essential to identifying your pet. You can shop at our website, dogsidtag.com, and treat your pet to a unique tag of its own. Dogs ID Tag, the happening place for pet tags. Visit dogsidtag.com. This is Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring back the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
And we're back. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. And my special guest today is my niece all the way from England, Shelley Ratcliffe-Jones. Hi, Miss Shelley.
Hi.
We're enjoying this interview, aren't we?
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn about guinea pigs. I think people think they're a simple creature, but really you've got to really understand what they need, how to look after them, and their their personalities and, you know, the noise. We were talking about the noises earlier, yeah? And we really wanted Shelley to do the weaking noise. Well, anyway, I've bribed her into doing it. So here it comes. Here comes the guinea pig weaking noise. Shelley, you're amazing. I think you could have an act in Vegas as the guinea pig impersonator. Heck, we've got Dr. Spock, we've got all these other impersonators. I think you could have a very unique act in Vegas and fit in and just be quite normal, really. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So that's the wheeking sound. And like we were saying, once you know those vocalizations, you'll understand your pet very, very well. So we're going to do a quick recap then before we actually talk about some shows, and we have a few minutes left. So what is the official name of guinea pigs?
The Cavi.
And where do they originate from? The Andes!
I don't even know that.
It's not a test. You're good. And the name of your guinea pigs are?
Mocha, Truffles and Peppa Pig.
And who are they not suitable for?
Very young, noisy children.
You go. They live on average
between 4 and 7 to 8 years.
And they do not like a lot of
Noises. Chaos.
There are four breeds, smooth-coated, long-coated, rough-coated, and hairless breeds. What kind of food do they love?
Well, my three love cream crackers. I don't know if you have cream crackers here.
like a water cracker here. Yeah. And they love alfalfa, grass, and food pellets. They drink water. They like to burrow and build nests. What else, Shelley? They like to snuggle?
Yes, snuggle and cuddle.
Snuggle and cuddle. And what do we have to do for the teeth and nails?
Just keep a check on them. Make sure their nails are suitably short.
And why should you have more than one?
They get lonely.
They get lonely. We don't need that. We want happy guinea pigs. They hop with excitement in a move that's called popcorning, and they are fantastic swimmers. And they make lots and lots of noises. So that was weeking that you heard earlier, and I'm sure Auntie Siobhan that's listening is probably cracking up right now. So I want to tell you about a couple of events as we start to wrap up the show a little bit here. We always have some fantastic events going on in Vegas, particularly when the weather is warm. We have two seasons, really, which is essentially spring and autumn, or fall, as you say here, where we have most of our events, because right in the middle of that, it is far too hot to do anything. It really is difficult. And if you're actually a business that can host an indoor adoption event during the summer months, get hold of me, because I will put you in touch with the rescues who need that, because we obviously need to do ongoing adoptions. We kind of have to change, our plan during summer, because it makes it a little more difficult. So there's a lot more online promotion going on during summer because we can't get out. But if you are a facility that would love to have a rescue, do an adoption event indoors, definitely get hold of me on the show. And you can just find me through Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and I can put you in touch with the rescues, who would be very appreciative of that. So Here's a great one that's happening today, and it's actually happening at my friend's pub. My friend June owns the Crown and Anchor British pub here in Vegas, and they have a lovely patio. I did an event myself there. I did Barkingham Palace, a royal dog wedding, and it's just a lovely pet-friendly patio. So that's something to bear in mind. We always love it when it's pet-friendly. And it's Pints for Pits, benefiting the incredible organization, and it's a bully breed organization, actually educating people about the bully breeds and real advocates for them. You can find that info at incredible.org, and that's 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. So grab your pooch and run on down to the British pub and have a pint for Pits and benefit the organization. Today's the grand opening of Camp Bow Wow in Henderson. That's not far from me, actually. And this is, they've got more than one in town, and that's from 10 to 2 p.m. So that should be fun to get to. And then, of course, I talked about Blog Pause, the big pet bloggers conference. And that's this coming Thursday, May 8th through 10th at the Westin Hotel, Lake Las Vegas, blogpause.com. They actually benefit a lot of they do a lot of good through the conference too, you know, so, and I think they, donated some jackets, I think, to Henderson Police, I believe. So, they do a lot of good, for causes through Blog Pause too. It's not just about blogging. My rescue of the week is actually the Springer Spaniel Rescue in Sheffield in the United Kingdom. And that's where you got
Harry.
Harry from, yeah. Who's since passed away. And, you can go to their website, www.syessr.co.uk. A big thank you to our sponsors. Without them, the show just wouldn't be happening. It's as simple as that. And get hold of me if you want to be a sponsor. And Shelley's going to do this little part of the show. Here we go, Shelley. Here's your big debut.
You can help a pet in need. Either rescue, adopt, donate, volunteer, or share. Rescue your next family member. Replace the word shop with adopt. Be kind to all animals.
I think they are great rules to live by. That should be our animal Bible, I think, for anyone that loves animals, or anyone, because you need to be kind to animals. I want to say a big, big thank you to you coming on the show, Shelley.
It's okay.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun. And I think everybody will have learned a lot about guinea pigs.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there'll be people calling to hire you for your guinea pig impersonations. She likes to make money. Shelley loves to make money. So I want to say a big thank you to my niece, Shelley Ratcliffe-Jones, all the way from England. Big, big pet lover. And when she does start that blog, the Guinea Pig Mansion, I will be letting everybody know. Big thank you to Chris, who we've given him a couple of laughs today, our producer of the show. He makes the show run smoothly every single week. And he did try and find some guinea pig sounds, but he couldn't. And a big thank you to our listeners. Thank you for listening, because it's a big, you're a big part of the show every week. And the show, as I say, is all about pets, people, and pop culture. I am your host, the Queen of Rock and Roll Dogs. And always remember, kiss your pets good morning and good night. And we'd love you to have a fantastic weekend. Support your rescues whenever you can. And we will see you next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone. Open up your arms, open up your arms, open up your arms, baby, let the love come in.
dadgum good Louisiana lovin'.
Views and opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests and did not necessarily reflect those of Vegas All Net Radio, its affiliates, or its parent company.